Okay, hi, Aaron Sickle here, and I'm with Andrea Woody and the fossil hunt at LBL. What got you interested in fossils?
Well, I'm really into nature. I was a wildlife major in college, and this was actually something I had never, ever done before. So I decided it was time to learn about fossils.
What kind of fossils are we looking for exactly?
Well, we're looking for fossils that come from the Paleozoic era, which is a fancy way to say a really, really long time ago. And these are going to be mostly marine animals, like really small marine animals. Some of them are going to be related to current starfish that we have. Some are going to be related to really weird animals that exist called Bryozoans. They look like aliens. They're really gross.
So like shells and
shells,
like,
exactly right.
So like, yeah, so mostly shells, because like I know starfish material doesn't really get fossilized because like skin mostly and
well,
such.
There's this animal called a blastoid, and it looks like a rosebud, and it's related to a starfish.
Where do these fossils come from? Like oceans, like land?
Yes.
How did they get on here? How did they get here? Yeah.
Well, a long, long time ago, the world looked really different. And here in Kentucky and Tennessee, instead of having this land mass with these mountains that we have, it used to be an ocean, a really shallow ocean. So there used to be lots of aquatic marine animals that lived there. And when the mountains formed in Kentucky and Tennessee on the east side, it created kind of like this pit of dead animals, and the ground grew up on top of them and created all these fossils. So when the mountains came, they died. That's where all these animals are from.
What other kinds of things were alive at the time? Not like in this area, but like at the actual time, what other stuff was alive?
Well, something that's kind of crazy that you can actually find in different parts of Kentucky is shark teeth. There used to be like shark-like animals that lived in the ocean. So that's different. Let me see, what else can you see? You can see these animals that look like squids. They're squids that lived kind of like a snail. They lived inside of a hard shell. So all you find, you don't find the soft tissues of the squid. You find just the shells that they lived in.
Weren't they like the cone shell things? Like the really spirally cone shells?
Yeah, they kind of look like ice cream cones.
Yeah, those are really funny because they're just kind of swirly. Yeah. Like, those are hilarious. I love those.
One of the most common fossils that we have are called crinoids. And they're this aquatic animal that looks like a plant. And most people see them and don't even realize it because they're just little round. They look like rusty, fat pennies. People call them Indian pennies. And people see them all the time and don't even realize it's a fossil.
Are there other things that, like, outside of Kentucky that you could find, like, that were around at that time?
Yeah, like, different places have different eras in them. Like, this part of Kentucky and Tennessee, we have a lot of things from the Mississippian era, but other parts of Kentucky and Tennessee and other parts of the world might have something that's a little bit, I guess, newer, like dinosaur bones. We're not going to have a lot of dinosaur bones here because they happened a lot later. And we're going to get things that are really, really old.
Like billions, not millions.
Billions of years old. Yeah, exactly right.
I know you can find a lot of fossil shells. Can you find fossil mussels and stuff here?
There's this animal that lived back then that was called a brachiopod. And it is actually really closely related to clams. But it's just like one slight difference makes them a little bit different. So you're not going to find the exact type of mussels that we have today because they're ancestors of the mussels that we have today.
Aren't mussels today endangered?
Well, some mussels are endangered and some aren't. Some are having issues in different habitats. Like if someone messes with their habitat, they can become endangered in a certain place. But in general, mussels are doing all right. It's just certain species that are struggling.
Yeah, mussels, you don't want them to die out. They're delicious.
They are delicious.
Have you found any fossils of certain organisms that have surprised you?
Yeah, actually, I know this might sound weird, but I've seen fern fossils, and that's weird and surprising because most fossils are going to be hard things like shells. Soft tissue, like a plant, is really, really hard to fossilize, so it's always really exciting when you see a fossil of something that's a soft tissue, like skin or a plant.
Yeah, don't like sometimes reptiles, the scales fossilize?
Exactly right, yeah. Some fossils that they find of like dinosaurs will have a little bit of skin still attached to the bone, which is really cool.
I remember I heard about one that they found the heart, which was really weird because it was like giant. It was like a one-ton heart.
Yeah, that's crazy.
It wasn't actually one ton, but you know, the rock made it like weigh a lot more.
Well, when they find those soft tissues, it's usually really exciting because do you know they don't even know what color the T-Rex is?
Yeah, they don't know what color anything is.
Yeah,
doubt it.
They don't find the skin. So when they find the skin, it's usually really exciting.
So we're hunting in the winter, or close to the winter. We're hunting in like mid-November. So what is the best season for fossil hunting, or is there one at all?
Yeah, well, it depends on where you live. We like to do it here in the winter in November because the area that we go to consistently that we know has a lot of fossils, it's underwater in other seasons. Like, we couldn't see the fossils because they'd be underwater. So the water's down right now, so we can go and see all the fossils that we want.
I'm Aaron Sickle here with Ms. Woody, and we are actually at the fossil site right now. This is called Ginger Ridge, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Ginger Ridge and the Tennessee part of LBL.
Okay, just kind of a shore. Are we at Kentucky Lake?
Yeah, we are looking at the Kentucky Lake. Right now we're in the Ginger Bay, and right through there is Kentucky Lake.
Yes, we're in Tennessee, and we're in Kentucky Lake. You heard right. Well, we were just looking for some fossils, and we found some really neat stuff. Hey, come here for a second. And there's just, wow, just this big old shell here.
Really big rocks, like really large rocks, and they just have tons and tons of crinoids, which are those plant-like animals, just scattered all through them. And then you have some really big, big shells. They're called brachiopods, like this one right here. You can definitely see that it looks like a shell.
Yes.
And the whole shoreline, which is normally underwater, is just littered with these big rocks full of tiny, tiny fossils. They're really small.
And we found a little sedimentary rock, like layers on layers of rock, where you can actually now see the layers.
So basically, this is a rock that has broken in half, and it's like a slice, right? So slice right down the middle. And if you look, you can see the different layers of rocks as it formed over time. And you can also see, amidst those layers, these different little animals, these crinoids. The circular little animals all through it, all through the layers. And that's basically the whole idea of how fossils are formed, is they just form between different layers of sedimentary rock.
There's also just this really big rock chunk over here. It's probably about, say it's about like 2 feet maybe?
2 to 3 feet wide.
And it's just littered with fossils, just crinoid stems and brachiopods, yes.
Yeah, I would say those are probably the most two common types of fossils that we're going to see today. But we need to keep our eyes open for corals, which are really rare. And we might also get to see some trilobites as well.
That would be real neat. Trilobites are animals, right?
Yeah, all of these are animals, just some of them kind of look like plants.
Yeah, most of them look like plants. Trilobites were like moving animals,
yeah,
though.
Yeah, trilobites, I would describe them as like half bug, half
like
crab.
Like shrimpy crab things.
Yes, they're really interesting looking.
What kind of guidance would you give visitors if they came here?
Yeah, if they came here. If someone, a visitor, wanted to fossil hunt on their own, I would just recommend for them to plan for everything. For example, the weather. If you were to come out here by the water, it could be really cold on a windy day. You also want to make sure that somebody knows where you are, because you are kind of out in the middle of nowhere, so you don't want to get like stuck in your car or something like that. You also want to make sure you bring water. It's always good to have water. And you also want to make sure that you don't take anything when you come to visit, because you can't take these fossils home with you. They're part of the park. You can look at them and take pictures, but you cannot take them home. This site is awesome because normally it's underwater. So you just drive in like we did today. We came in off of Road 206 today, so you can probably just find that on a map.
I'm here with Ms. Woody at Ginger Bay.
Mm-hmm.
See you guys.